and welcome to Fast and Fashion. I'm your host, Fatima Warsama, and today I'm here with
Ikhlas,
Sabrina,
Asiya,
and Sabria.
So what is fast fashion?
Well, fast fashion is when cheap clothes are manufactured, sold, and marketed, and then thrown away, usually because the clothes are so low quality.
It doesn't sound that bad. Are there pros to it?
There are some pros, but there's more cons than pros.
I know there are pros for the consumer, like cheap clothes and getting the clothes fast.
And there are pros for the producers, like it allows the producers to use cheap materials and producers to have high inventory of goods.
What are the cons?
Well, some cons are low quality, child labor or unpaid labor, and chemicals in the water.
I've heard about most of these cons, but not much about chemicals in the water. Can we talk about that?
Sure.
I have one small question before you start. What are some fast fashion companies so that I can avoid them?
Some companies are Shein, Amazon, and Zara.
Okay, let's get into textiles and cotton growing.
Where do these textiles come from, and how do they pollute the water?
Textiles are materials made from fibers, threads, or yarns.
Speaking of, wasn't the textile sector the third largest source of water degradation in the world in 2020?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, aren't microplastics and chemicals from textiles externalities?
Well, what's an externality?
An externality is a consequence of commercial activity that affects the third party.
Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. Are there different types of externalities?
Yes, but we're focusing specifically on cotton growing, though cotton growing takes up a lot of water.
Cotton growing is especially harmful. Growing cotton uses 6% of the world's pesticides and 16% of all insecticides, which is more than any other crop.
That's pretty harmful to the soil. It releases greenhouse gases and pollutes drinking water. Some of their chemicals can actually stay in the soil and water for years.
I thought cotton was a natural fabric, so it can't be that bad.
That's what I thought too, but apparently it can be really harmful.
Yep, cotton is a very thirsty crop. Worldwide consumption of cotton products require about 42% blue water, 39% green water, and 19% dilution water, so a lot of water.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing about the aural seed shrinking because of the irrigation or cotton farming.
Well, why should we have to worry about water? What about the water cycle?
Well, if you use water faster than it can be naturally renewed, then it leads to shortages.
Mm-hmm. And poor water management can have serious and persistent effects on farming.
So where does fast fashion come into this?
The brands I mentioned before, Zara, Shein, and Amazon, make these clothes very quickly, and a lot of them are made from cotton.
Well, why does that matter? How does that affect me at all?
If water keeps getting polluted with chemicals and used up for growing cotton at the rates it's happening, then sooner or later we won't have enough clean drinking water. Then it will affect all of us even if you don't contribute to fast fashion.
Aren't there ways to decrease the damage being put into our water if it's so dangerous?
There are some ways, but those methods require expensive equipment, so fast fashion companies choose not to use them.
If these companies are polluting our drinking water, shouldn't there be some sort of extra change like water tax? So the producers don't use large amounts of water and there isn't as much pollution?
Some companies have water taxes like Shein and Temu, but since these companies are so big, they don't really mind the extra taxes, so they keep manufacturing products no matter the consequences.
The International Cotton Advisory Committee shows that producing 1 kilogram of lint is roughly equivalent to 1 t-shirt and a pair of jeans cotton, which globally uses 1,931 liters of irrigation water and 6,003 liters of rainwater on average.
If all of these companies waste water and pollute the earth, then what company should people buy their clothes from?
There are some substitution companies, like, for example, Patagonia. Patagonia heavily relies on recycled materials. They donate 1% of total sales to environmental causes. They also invest in regenerative organic agriculture.
This company helping reduce textile waste and excessive cotton production?
Yes, because they use 100% organic materials, which typically uses less water.
Is this company accessible to everyone, like with the prices and sizes?
Yes, even though they are a bit expensive. They use organic materials and high-quality clothing, which is better than any fashion company ever made.
Patagonia also has a worn-wear platform, allowing customers to buy, trade, and sell used gear. When you donate clothes to the platform, you get store credit, which allows you to buy new clothes from Patagonia.
That sounds like a great system.
Yeah, but not everyone can afford Patagonia. I mean, a regular hoodie is like $80, so what can regular people do?
That's a good point. One simple solution is just buying less clothes and reusing what you have.
Yeah, repeating outfits shouldn't be a bad thing. Thrifting helps too. Buying secondhand clothes reduces the demand for new cotton production.
Thrift stores are way cheaper too.
You can also find some really unique clothes since the clothes in thrift stores are donated.
I'm pretty sure that it also helps reduce textile waste too, since these clothes will end up in landfills just as quickly.
Yes, that's correct. Consumers have way more power than they think. If enough people stopped shopping for fast fashion, companies might change their behavior.
Wow, I had no idea that small choices like thrifting instead of ordering something off of Shein could reduce externalities.
Exactly. Externalities aren't just made by producers. Consumers are definitely play a part.
Speaking of producers, companies should be doing more.
Yeah, right now it doesn't feel like they're paying the full cost of the damage they've caused. Governments should step in with stricter regulations, like limiting how much water companies can use.
Or even setting rules about how wastewater is treated before it goes back into rivers and lakes.
Earlier we talked about water taxes. Would that actually work though?
It could, but only if the taxes are high enough to actually change companies' behavior.
Otherwise, big companies just might treat it as another business expense and just keep doing the same thing.
Another solution could be helping farmers switch to organic cotton.
Wait, what's the difference between regular cotton and organic cotton?
Regular cotton is grown using a lot of chemicals like pesticides and fertilizers, and it also uses a ton of water, which is exactly what we're trying to avoid.
So then what makes organic cotton different?
Organic cotton is grown without those harmful chemicals, and farmers usually use more natural methods that are better for the environment.
Does it still use a lot of water, though?
It can still use water, but overall, it's more sustainable and less damaging than regular cotton.
That makes sense. So it's basically a more eco-friendly option.
Exactly. That's why lots of sustainable brands try to use it.
Wow, I didn't realize that the impact cotton had on our environment.
I'll keep this in mind the next time I go shopping.
This is something everyone should keep in mind when they shop.
Okay, that's all. Thank you for listening to Fast and Fashion. Bye.